Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm about to sound totally crazy, like I have a conspiracy theory, but if you just listen to Truth Hurts, it was pretty funny when Shannon called out her husband because she found the gift accidentally in the closet for Christmas, and she said it was kind of like a lacy lingerie thing, something she would never wear, wasn't the right size, and she told her husband, do better. Don't even give that to me on Christmas. I think he might be cheating.
Why do you think that?
I know it might sound crazy. Hear me out. Nobody would get all of that wrong. They've been married for how long? She said like 20 years. He doesn't know her size. He doesn't know her style. He doesn't know anything. She said she would never wear this. It's not her thing. It's not even close to the right size. She even pointed out that the fact that he could have looked in the closet for the size.
I was thinking he was trying to spice things up, which is why he would get her something that she would, you know, maybe never usually wear, but...
Right.
I think he's cheating. Listen, if I'm wrong, you have a right to defend this, and if you think he's cheating or not. 314-531-9898. Is anyone out there married to somebody who would screw up a gift that bad?
Sarah, don't call.
I know. I was like, I feel like a lot of guys no. would.
No one would screw it up that bad, okay? Like, I won't buy my wife clothes because I don't want to get the sizes wrong, too.
Yes, you better watch those sizes you get.
But all of a sudden, he's buying his wife after 20 years lingerie. I'm not buying it. I just don't think that's something married men get their wives on Christmas. That is not a Christmas gift that a married man would ever get his wife.
After 20 years.
Listen to this unfold. I know I might sound crazy. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead and call. I think this was clearly somebody cheating.
I think he's trying to spice things up maybe. And, you know, it's just unfamiliar. It's been a while. I want to give the guy the benefit of the doubt for just not paying attention. You know? And, you know, okay, I guess you could have gone through the closet and gone through the sizes, but even I wouldn't think of that.
None of this makes
guys,
any sense.
Guys don't think about that. You're
no,
right.
But then he hit it
Tell
in a
me
place.
I'm wrong. That Tell me I'm wrong.
It's a lot very too easy to find. That's the thing where you're like, ooh, dude, if you are cheating, you got to hide better.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think your husband could screw this up that bad? Has that ever happened to you on a gift? You're like, I would never use this. My husband gave it to me and he was like, ta-da.
So proud of himself.
Yeah. Or do you think he was cheating? 314-531-9898. If you just heard Truth Hurts, am I right or am I wrong? I just think we discovered a cheater, guys.
The last hour of commercial-free Wake Up.
Did we accidentally stumble upon a cheater? Because that's my crazy theory. 314-531-9898 to weigh in on this. If you missed Truth Hurts, Shannon Ridden us thought this was going to be super funny. She's like, my husband's stupid. He bought the wrong size gift. It was like a lingerie thing I would never wear. Found it in the closet. On December 6th, I'm going to tell him, honey, go back to the store and try again. After hearing the story, I think something else is going on. I think he's cheating. Why would he get this gift?
I mean, there are some people that agree with you on the Bomb Radio text line. Absolutely on with Brett with the cheating. I had that immediate thought, especially with his nervous laughter. Brett isn't crazy.
Thank you.
Someone else.
Save that text so I can show that to like doctors.
Oh, sorry. I just deleted it. Someone said, I'm 5'0", weigh 95 pounds. I wear extra, extra small and petite. My husband bought me clothes from the regular, not petite section, and size medium.
So you're saying that it's not impossible for us to be
yes.
Like, okay, I'm not discrediting. I don't know if I know my wife's size, if someone were to like quiz me, but I would get close. Number two, the thing that is throwing me off is that she said I would never wear this. This is not my type of thing. This is my style. And it's lingerie for Christmas?
What but when you spice it up, it's not something that
that's
you
guys
would wear.
Yeah. You guys think she's spicing it up?
I think he's trying to spice it.
Kylie, what do you think is happening? You think he's cheating or you think he's trying to spice it up?
Cheating, 100%. Okay, so when I heard you, I was like, yes, preach it. Because if he wanted to spice things up, it screams Valentine's Day gift, right? But for your wife, when you've been married for that long, there's no way you're getting her that.
Yes, no one thinks Christmas the perfect time to spice things up. Christmas and sex just go hand in hand.
They do, you don't even know when
they're going to open the gifts. You don't even know when they're going to open the gifts. Are they opening it in front of family? Because, like, that's not something I want.
Oh, my God, great point. Yeah, there's no way this is a gift for your wife. This is a gift to the mistress 100%.
Well, maybe he wasn't done with it.
Yep, exactly.
Nope, yeah, because he's going to get more stuff for the mistress.
Oh, my God.
Kylie, thank you for making me feel like I'm not crazy.
Wrong size bowl. You look at your wife every day. Nope.
Yes, Kylie, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you.
Not a problem, guys. Have a happy Tuesday.
You too. Nothing gets by Kylie.
My God, you guys are going to get this poor guy in trouble. He's going to be in so much trouble. I hope he's not listening. Still.
After hearing this story, does this make sense for a Christmas gift to you? Do you think that, hey, my husband did this before, got me the wrong size, got me the wrong gift, got me something I would never use? Or do you think he was cheating? We'll take more phone calls on this. 314-531-9898. I think we accidentally busted a cheater. I don't know what you've been told. I ain't worried. Radio doesn't work out for us. We could start Brett and Julie's PR firm or PI firm.
Yeah.
I feel like we busted a cheater. I didn't even mean for this to happen. We just called into Truth Hurts. If you write us and you need to tell a truth, that you can do it on our show. We love to do this. And Shannon said, my husband's gift sucks for Christmas. And on December 6th, I have enough time to tell him, try again, honey. Mm. But when we called him, the gift was the wrong size. It was like lingerie. He was like, oh, what gift? Someone pointed out on the text line. Mm-hmm. This dude is cheating.
I don't think so. I think you are getting this poor guy in trouble, and he just messed up a lot.
Dawn and DeSoto, do you think he is cheating, or you think he's just a bonehead?
I think he's both, but I think he's definitely cheating.
Ooh, why?
Thank you.
Wow. Why?
If he doesn't know what size his wife is.
I don't.
I think we just dropped Dawn. I think her phone actually just dropped right on the spot.
Oh, my God.
But I do think the size is one thing. Guys can screw up sizes because that stuff is complicated. Sometimes you guys wear, like, a size in a dress that you wouldn't wear in a size in a thing, like another thing. I don't even know what they're called, right? That's true?
Yeah.
That didn't make that up?
That's true. And there was
it's not always true, no.
I know. Kevin said that's true. Like, Kevin
Come
answered
on,
for
Kevin,
Julie.
You don't wear women's clothes. Like,
that's
you do,
true.
That's
I know all about these women's clothes. This is why you're making them not look like a cheater.
Kevin, don't.
Maybe he bought the gift for himself.
Oh, there you go.
You said there's something on the Bobber in a text line.
Bobber text line said, and I'm like, okay, a true man could walk into a store and say my wife and hold their hands up and say my wife's about this size or my girlfriend's about this size. So you're like, okay, now I'm like, wait a second, maybe this guy is cheating if he's that far off base.
Yeah, you walk in too close, like, my wife's about this size, and you like have your hands apart. Oh my God.
But Kevin, in the history of your marriage, have you ever thought Christmas, now is the time to spice things up?
Well, I don't know why you're not spicing it up around Christmas. It's the perfect time, if you ask me.
Christmas is not like, that's like Valentine's Day.
It's always the perfect time to spice.
I was a bit randier when I was younger.
You're not married. That's something a not married person would say. Kevin, as a married person, do you spice it up around the holidays?
Both Sarah and I have our birthdays in December. So,
shut
up.
Okay, you're defending
the cheater. Spicing it up then. Go, Kev.
Susan in Villa Ridge. Do you think he's cheating? Can you turn your radio down, Susan?
Yes.
You think he's cheating?
Yes. Either he's cheating or does he have a secret life she don't know about?
Maybe he does. And we welcome all of those people.
So you're thinking no way he's this far off on the Christmas gift?
No, not after being married for 20 years.
Yes. This is something she said I would never wear. Ever.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Susan. And Melissa, what's your opinion? Do you think we got a cheater here?
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know? Like, I don't want to get him in trouble or anything, but at the same time, if you've been married 20 years and you want to spice some things up, it probably wouldn't come as a surprise to her, and they would go to the store together. Like, wouldn't there be a conversation before this?
Yeah.
Unless he's just entirely awkward and doesn't know how to find words.
Let me tell you.
Exactly.
Not only did this idiot hide it in the closet, but as a husband, you don't ever say, like, here's lingerie, here's a toy, here's something to spice it up, and not ask your partner. That is a recipe for a disaster.
Exactly. But I can tell you this, if she wants to know, I wouldn't say a word to him about it, and I'd just start checking his pay stub and her finances.
Ooh. And his phone.
There you go.
Go, girl. We will find it out.
If you want us to bust your relationship, you know where to come now.
Amen.
Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'm going to tell you what fun things you want to watch on TV tonight. That's coming up after Lil Nas X on 1-8 St. Louis. Need a boy who can
cuddle with me. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.